Seems every year like Christmas preparations begin earlier and earlier, doesn't it? How many of us have already done our shopping or put up our tree or scheduled our family gatherings? And yet how many of us have prepared for Christmas by going to confession? For many of us, it is a challenge because in our culture, we prepare very much for Christmas, but we don't prepare very much for Christ. John the Baptist teaches us the proper preparation for Christmas and what it's all about. And he does this with two images. One is a desert experience. This is where John the Baptist set up his church. You can kind of imagine how ridiculous it almost sounds. This man is out in the desert and he's asking people to come to him and he wants to dunk them with cold water. I mean, how successful would a preacher be today if he set up a church in a remote place and said, I'd like to dunk you with cold water. And I'd also ask you to please tell me all your sins. Kind of odd. And yet, John the Baptist was hugely successful. Why? Because the people were yearning for it. They were wanting a cleansing. And so he sets up this church, if you will, out in the desert. The desert is often a place in Scripture and in the history of our church where one can encounter God. You may remember that it was Jesus. What did he do before he began his 3 years of ministry? He went out to the desert, was tempted by the devil, and then remained in the desert for 40 days. I belong to a priest fraternity group. It's called Jesu Caritas. And it's a group of priests who get together once a month and we pray together and share what's going on in our priestly lives. And I remember when I first was learning about this group, my spiritual director, he mentioned that often this group will take what's called a desert day. I said, what? A desert day? No, he said a desert day. A day where you go into the desert, as it were. Figuratively, of course. Where you shut off the cell phone and you turn off the email and you get rid of all the devices and you go somewhere remote. Somewhere where you can't be distracted. And you allow God to encounter you there. And guys, every single one of us needs that. Every Christian needs that. A desert day every once in a while. And I remember how threatening that idea was to me. I especially encountered that when I was asked to go on an 8-day silent retreat up in Omaha. And I thought to myself, I'm going to go crazy, right? It can be very threatening to go out into the desert because all the comforts of life and all the things we're used to are gone. And at first, it will be very tumultuous. You will have all that anxiety and you'll keep thinking of things, oh, I need to do this, or I forgot to do that, or I need to call so-and-so. And it's at the first, it's a lot of self-denial. It's a lot of, nope, I'm going to put that aside. I'm going to put that aside. And then after a while, it gets easier and easier, and then the silence comes. But you've done the job of putting all the distractions aside, and you start to hear the voice of God in a way you never have before. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert. Notice that his experience is kind of like an example of what our experience would be. He suffered temptations at first to distractions, just as we would when we go to prayer, when we go out into the desert. But then it says the angels came and ministered to him. And the same thing will happen for you. If you're willing to go to prayer, to go into the desert, get rid of the distractions, angels will come and help you, and then you will have this beautiful, long experience of being with God. The second image that John the Baptist borrows from Isaiah is this idea of making straight our paths. I think sometimes we forget that God has laid out a path for every one of you. The path starts when you're conceived. It ends in heaven. Does that mean that your life is already pre-scripted? That he has predetermined your life? No. It's a path that he invites you on, not one that he makes you walk. And that path leads to heaven. We call this our vocation. And it can be as important as whether you get married or not, or who you get married to, but it can be as simple as your everyday decisions. Whether I choose to get frustrated with my son or daughter or with my spouse. All those things contribute to walking that path. And by saying that he wants to make straight paths, that is, get your path in order. And you know the beautiful thing about God is that when we stray from the path, he allows us to get back on it. If we're too far off the path, he's really good about giving us a whole new path. I remember in seminary, you know, a lot of the guys worried, what if I become a priest and I'm actually supposed to get married or vice versa? If that's your path to heaven, your vocation. You know, the wonderful thing is, even if you were to mess that up, God gives you another path. He's so loving, so merciful, wants us to go to heaven so bad that he's always making a way. And the best way that we can prepare for Christmas is by making straight our paths. Now, many of you, you give me lots of presents at Christmas, and I'm very grateful. But the one present, if I may ask for, is to please just come to confession. I would love to walk on in here on a Saturday and see a line all the way down the side of the church. You may think that that wouldn't be a big present to me, but it really is. It brings me great joy. Many of you are decorating your homes, your trees, your houses, to prepare for Christmas. And it should be a very joyful experience. But I'd ask you also to decorate your souls. Just as much effort as we put into decorating everything around us and buying presents for people and writing out Christmas cards, we must make that same effort for our souls. Let us not just prepare for Christmas, but prepare for Christ.